Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk. Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Tensions growing between the U.S. and Israel over Gaza.
Burn ban in effect for Sedgwick County. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Foul play is now suspected in the disappearance of two Kansas women. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County commissioners discussed two main topics at Wednesday's meeting. A look at what they discussed is ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. We have a clear sky and cool this morning. It is going to be sunny, breezy, and a little bit warmer today. Our full forecast coming up in just a few minutes.
Tensions are growing between the U.S. and Israel as the conflict in the Gaza Strip continues to escalate. Fox's Trey Yingst reports from Tel Aviv.
President Biden released a statement slamming Israel for not doing enough to protect humanitarians in Gaza. The comments were related to the Israeli drone strikes that killed 7 aid workers from the World Central Kitchen this week. The president said he was outraged by the incident. Washington and Tel Aviv are also reportedly still distant in their opinions on what to do next inside Gaza. 180 days into the war, Israel is still finalizing plans to invade Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah, where more than 1.4 million Palestinians are currently sheltering.
Iran is vowing to respond to an airstrike by Israeli forces in Syria that killed 12 people, including two Iranian generals.
Investigators in Oklahoma say they now have evidence of foul play in the disappearance of two women from Kansas.
The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation said Wednesday evidence was discovered in their abandoned car found in Oklahoma south of Elkhart. 27-year-old Veronica Butler and 39-year-old Julian Kelly, both from Hugoton, were reported missing Saturday after traveling to Oklahoma to pick up children but never arrived. Anyone with information regarding the case is asked to contact OSBI at 1-800-522-8017. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A burn ban is in effect for Sedgwick County for the month of April. Sedgwick County Fire Chief Doug Williams told county commissioners restricted activities include burning trees and brush from land clearing, crop residues, construction debris, yard waste, and the use of backyard crematorias and fire pits. There are some exceptions.
Agricultural type burning, which would be a pasture or crop management or wildlife and watershed management.
Regulations were implemented in response to annual burning in the Flint Hills, which can impact urban areas like Wichita and Kansas City by significantly increasing ozone levels.
Sedgwick County Commission has deferred a motion on an amendment regarding renewable energy systems.
County staff announced that they are in negotiations with a potential consultant that would offer a national perspective on the issue. Commissioner David Dennis says it's important to know more about best practices when it comes to renewable energy.
This is an important issue that's going to impact the county for years to come, and we need to make sure that whatever decision we make is the right decision for the county today and for the future.
The county will discuss the amendment again after June 4th. Commissioners also amended the county's debt financing policy. The revised policy will now focus on measures used by the S&P credit rating when evaluating the county's credit worthiness for a AAA rating, like budgetary flexibility, liquidity, and debt levels. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A man died following a crash in McPherson County yesterday morning on Highway 61 and Arapahoe Road. A pickup truck driven by 92-year-old Harry Neufeldt of Inman did not stop at a stop sign, crashing into a car. Neufeldt was flown to a Wichita hospital where he died from his injuries. The other driver was taken to a hospital in Hutchinson in serious condition.
A judge has turned thumbs down on a request from former President Trump to delay his hush money trial.
Lawyers for former President Trump asked a judge in New York to delay his criminal trial on charges stemming from alleged hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. The trial is slated to start April 15th, but the Trump defense team is hoping to put it off until after the Supreme Court rules on the former president's immunity claims. Judge Juan M. Mershon criticized the former president's attorneys for filing the request so soon before jury selection. Meanwhile, lawyers for the former president want the judge to recuse himself because of his daughter's work at a firm that was hired by Vice President Kamala Harris. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Tense ending at the baseball game last night at X Stadium for the Shockers and the Jayhawks. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Kansas lawmakers moving forward with a tax plan they hope to pass this year. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Kansas lawmakers are moving forward with a tax plan they hope to pass this year. Senator Karen Tyson, chair of the Senate Tax Committee and a Parker Republican.
The mega tax bill will include exempting Social Security for senior citizens, or for all, exempting Social Security. It's got a little bit of property tax relief. It does decrease the top bracket, which the governor complained about because it helps the highest income earners in the state of Kansas. But these are the provisions that apparently have been negotiated and worked on.
Lawmakers hope to bring a finalized bill to the deal to the floor later on today.
An artificial intelligence-powered chatbot created to help New York City small business owners is doling out bad advice.
A New York City chatbot's been giving out some absurd answers to questions, like suggesting it's legal to fire a worker who complains about sexual harassment. It was asked if a restaurant could serve cheese nibbled on by a rodent, and it answered, yes, you can still serve the cheese to customers if it has rat bites. Even though city officials are aware of the trouble, they're not taking it down. Mayor Eric Adams said letting users find issues is part of ironing out kinks in new technology. Microsoft powers the bot and said the company was working with city employees to improve the service. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Prosecutors recommend at least 10 years in prison for the parents of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly.
In a court filing, Oakland County prosecutors say James Crumbly failed to exercise even the smallest measure of ordinary care that could have prevented the 2021 fatal shootings of four Oxford High School students, adding Jennifer Crumbly showed a chilling lack of remorse for her role, recommending they serve at least 10 years in prison. The parents of shooter Ethan Crumbly were convicted of involuntary manslaughter for failing to secure the gun that was used and ignoring signs the then 15-year-old was struggling with mental health. Their sentencing hearing is set for April 9th. Ethan Crumbly, sentenced to life in prison without parole, pleading guilty to 24 charges, including first-degree murder and terrorism. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Summer Olympic Games just 3 months away. City of Paris is cleaning up the streets ahead of time.
French police removing about 50 migrants who were bundled up while sleeping near an open area by Paris's City Hall. And it comes as the French capital prepares to mark 100 days until the start of the Olympic Games. These 50 people, mostly women and children, packed up their belongings and boarded a bus to temporary local government housing in eastern France. Olympics organizers have said they are working with aid groups to find solutions for those who are in the streets. The Paris Games will run from July 26th until August 11th. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7-11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Taking a look right now at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, seeing some fairly heavy traffic right around I-235 at Kellogg, especially just south of there, just seeing some areas of particularly heavy traffic in that area at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like the week that we've been going through, you know, things haven't really been too bad out there. Yeah, we kind of shook things up a little bit. It did turn a bit cooler earlier this week. You know, we had some rain a couple of days ago, a couple of thunderstorms out there. But, you know, overall, not too bad of a week. And things only going to get better from here, at least over the next couple of days, as things gradually turn a bit warmer. So yesterday, I think we got up to around 62. Either way, lower 60s. We'll be at 66 today. A little bit warmer compared to the last couple of days. North breeze at 8 to 18 miles an hour. Not going to be as gusty as the winds that we've been dealing with over the last couple of days. So that's a good thing, too. Of course, lots of sunshine. We'll see a few more clouds move in by tomorrow. It's also going to be another chilly start to our Friday as we dip down to 37 overnight. Back up to 70 degrees for our Friday afternoon, though. And then an east-southeast breeze also going to pick back up to 10 to 20 miles an hour. When it comes to that system that's going to be on the approach, it's going to start to move in by Saturday. This is going to spark a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially late in the afternoon and by evening. We'll really need to make sure that we stay weather aware as early as the early part of the afternoon, just to make sure that we're ready for what could potentially happen. A couple of strong to severe storms, even closer to Wichita, going to be a possibility. Storm Prediction Center has placed us under a risk of seeing damaging winds and large hail. So again, I'm talking about afternoon, evening hours on Saturday. It's going to be warm and windy as well with a high of 73. Any showers and storms should move out by late Saturday night. That means Sunday going to be dry with a partly cloudy sky. 70 degrees, starting to dip down a little bit after this next system rolls through. 69 on Monday. Anybody that plans on taking part in the big event, solar eclipse, maybe looking up at the sky, will be looking at a partly cloudy sky. So there's going to be some cloud cover, but it's not going to be overcast. And it's also going to be dry, which is going to be a good thing for, you know, something this big. Tuesday, back to showers and widespread rumbles of thunder out there, with a 40% chance of rain, 67 degrees, cooling off even more by Wednesday as a few showers linger into at least the start of the day, 63 for the high. Between Monday night and early Wednesday, this is looking like a damp time frame. So we do need the moisture, but we'll be, you know, keeping an eye on everything else when it comes to the threat of seeing any stronger storms or flooding or anything like that. Right now, chilly, 37 degrees with a light northwest breeze at 9 miles an hour. And we also have very little cloud cover out there. That's why we're expecting a lot of sunshine.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And a special guest this morning is U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, Republican from Kansas, with Steve and Ted. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's a great day in Wichita, celebrating a shocker victory last night. That was a fun game. It's great to be back in Wichita today.
How about that? That was a good game. Listen, I understand you've got some ideas about the budget bill that you all passed, or maybe the way you do a budget. It looks like you're not really satisfied with what happened, are you?
Exactly. It seems like every year we get to the last second, threaten and shut down the government, and they force a bill that nobody's read down our throats, realizing, again, we're $34 trillion in debt. So what I'm working on is a budget process. Anyone that's ran a business knows the value of going through a budget process. The Senate has not set a meaningful budget in decades. So we're setting down as a Republican conference 2 weeks from today, actually, and going to discuss what we can do to force a budget process so that the government can live within a means, just like your listeners have to live within their means every week.
The reality is you have to have some votes to get that done, though. And some point, I guess you got to have the other side come in and do some talking, huh?
Yeah, we do. And we're working on that as well. I know you don't see it on the national media, But we do have some really good bipartisan relationships. I've been known to work with Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren on other projects. So I do think that most people in the Senate and House would agree that we have a broken budget process, and we need to put some teeth behind it somehow, some way, to force us to do our job. And I'm actually pretty optimistic. It won't be simple. Nothing worthwhile is simple, but I'm optimistic we'll find a way to do it.
So there you go. There's a lot of stuff that, since you haven't read it, there's a lot of stuff that you don't even know what's in that budget with the last-minute stuff going on.
Right. You know, there are over 600 pages of earmarks alone, 600 pages of earmarks that different senators have requested. So there's no way to read all that. There's just a lot of waste in that process. I want to go back to what's called zero-based budgeting. Again, a lot of your business people locally, your big businesses, do zero-based budgeting. We want to go back to that process where you have to justify every program, and let's try and get rid of some of the waste out there.
Well, that's something that I think a lot of people, Republican, Democrats, and Independents can get into. Hey, why don't you just get organized and do it the same way every year? It might be helpful, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why there are laws out there already that show it, describe when we're supposed to do what. The president's supposed to submit a budget by the first weekend in February. It usually doesn't come out till March or April. So we would like to have a law that says, look, if you don't get your budget done, no State of the Union message. The president's invited at the pleasure of the House when to come give that State of the Union message. So we think we should force him to get a budget to us in January before he does that State of the Union message. That speeds up the process for 1 month at a time. So lots of simple things like that.
All right. So are you in Wichita? Are you in Kansas? Or where are we talking to you this morning?
Yeah. We're in Wichita today. We're on our way to Garden Plain, believe it or not. We're going to do a roundtable there. We're going to speak to the high school students there, trying to a little focus on the western third of Sedgwick County this morning. And then tomorrow we'll be out in Pratt and Kingdom. And by the way, had a great day in Wichita yesterday, and just so proud. Wichita was ranked number 2 on the Forbes list of best places to move to. And, Wichita's up and coming. Lots of good jobs here. The cost of living is reasonable. So really proud of what's going on here in Wichita.
All right, Dr. Senator, your honor. Mr. Marshall, sir, thank you for being with us this morning. And
I enjoyed the conversation. Always do.
All right.
Thank you.
Stephen's Head of the Morning here at KNSS. 7:19 here on this Thursday morning. Ted Booper with sports, and you kind of got preempted there, but what a game last night for the Shockers, huh?
Oh, man, X Stadium. The Shockers and the Kansas Jayhawks getting together to renew their intrastate rivalry. Shocks were behind by 2 runs going into the bottom of the 8th inning. Needed something to happen. Well, they got a leadoff home run from Seth Stroh, so that got the Shocks back to within 1. And then let's bring the leadoff hitter, the freshman, Camden Johnson, up to the plate. Mike Kennedy with the call on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The pitch to Camden Johnson, hammered to right field. That ball's well hit. The right fielder back to the track, and it's gone, a tie game. Camden Johnson with his first home run of his college career, and Wichita State has gone deep twice to tie it at 6 here in the bottom of the 8th.
How about that? All right. Nate Adler takes care of the Jayhawks in the top of the 9th, striking out the sides. We go to the bottom of the 9th. KU brings in its closer, relief pitcher with a 0.0 earned run average on the season. He's throwing almost 100 miles an hour, but Sox got a leadoff single, and then a sacrifice, and then...
runner at second, 2 out, bottom of the 9th. And the pitch to Mayon. Hit up the middle, it's got a chance. Base hit into center field. Rogers around third. Here's the throw to the plate. It is up the line. Shockers win. Mauricio Mayon, probably overdue for a little bit of good fortune, lines one up the middle, and the Shockers win it 7-6 in the bottom of the 9th.
And then post-game fireworks after that. That was a good night at X Stadium. Shocks with the win, now 19-10 on the season, beating the Jayhawks 7-6. Walking it off in the bottom of the 9th inning. Go to Major League Baseball yesterday. Boy, long day. The Cincinnati Reds were in Philadelphia taking on the Phillies. They pushed back the game time 3 hours because of rain. And then after that, there was a 4-hour rain delay. So after 7 hours, they finally played, starting at first base for the Reds. Former Wichita Wind Surge star Christian Encarnacion Strand. The action on Valley Sports.
Ripped to left field. Off the base of the wall. Martini scores. India scores. Throw to second offline. A standing two-run double. Belted by Encarnacion Strand. A 2-0 Reds lead.
You just kind of see the way that Encarnacion Strand had some pretty good swings the first time up and then in this at-bat as well. Good compact swing on a fastball in the inner part of the plate.
Ah, those former Wind Surge players, you can't keep them down. Reds win on the road at Philadelphia 4-1. The Reds are off to a 4-2 start on the season. And a happy birthday today to Wichita State basketball star Xavier Bell is 22 years old today. Junior at Wichita State. Of course, he was a big star at Andover Central. He was Kansas Mr. Basketball. Now he's a star with the Shockers. Happy birthday, Xavier Bell. He's 22 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. A safe, healing environment. Caring employees fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch.
722 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. The FDA is sounding the alarm about the spreading of bird flu through dairy products. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on this Thursday morning now, and 36 degrees. A man from Larned has been charged in the fatal shooting of a doctor Saturday. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says 67-year-old Michael Reynolds was arguing with 52-year-old Dr. Tomas Garza, supervisor of primary care at Larned State Hospital, when Reynolds allegedly shot Garza multiple times. Reynolds was arrested at the scene. He faces multiple charges, including second-degree murder.
One person was injured when two semi-trucks and a car were involved in a trio of crashes on Highway 56 southwest of Dodge City.
It happened around 3:30 Wednesday morning. The Ford County Sheriff said each of the three vehicles hit cattle on the roadway. Investigators said one semi was traveling eastbound hauling cattle when it struck cattle on the road and rolled over. The cab dislodged from its frame and the driver was thrown out and injured. He was transported to an area hospital. A westbound car also struck the cattle on the road. Two people inside received minor injuries and were treated and released at the scene. The other semi was also eastbound and struck the cattle. The crash brought it to a stop, but the rig stayed upright. That driver was not injured. Several cattle died in the crashes, but officials did not say why they were wandering loose on the highway. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Declining enrollments are contributing to budget issues for a number of Kansas schools, including Wichita. Other factors include the ending of pandemic funding. Frank Harwood, with the Kansas Department of Education, says special education funding has also created hardships for some districts.
The state has not been meeting its statutory obligation for special education funding, and which means that individual districts are required to use local funds to make up for that.
Meanwhile, USD 259 officials say they are relying on upcoming community feedback sessions to determine a long-term plan for local facilities as they work to deal with a $42 million shortfall.
Former President Trump will headline a gala event tonight with former members of his administration.
The Border 911 Gala is set for this evening at the former president's Mar-a-Lago Club in Florida, complete with a poolside reception. The Trump-backed charity, led by former Trump administration Immigration and Customs Director Tom Homan, was set up to educate voters about what it claims are security issues resulting from President Biden's border policies. Special guests at the gala include former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy and former Navy SEAL Team 6 member Rob O'Neill. The Border 911 website says the event is sold out. Former President Trump announced Border 911 on his Truth Social platform last year, promoting it as a tax-exempt charity. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Two broods of cicadas are expected to appear across much of the U.S. soon, and these bugs may have some serious health issues.
Two massive broods of cicadas, the 13-year cicadas and the 17-year cicadas, are supposed to start showing up by the billions, maybe even the trillions, starting in mid-May. But these cicadas may be carrying a fungus that turns them into zombies. University of Connecticut entomologist John Cooley says it essentially turns cicadas into the walking dead. That fungus is sexually transmitted between the cicadas, and making it even worse is that birds that eat infected bugs may suffer from hallucinations because of that fungus. The cicadas are expected to stick around until late June. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear and cool start to the day here across South Central Kansas, it'll be sunny and a bit breezy at times with a high 66 later on this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, low 39. Then partly sunny and breezy on Friday afternoon with a high near 70. Rain and thunderstorm chances arriving by Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a clear sky. We have a west wind at 10 miles per hour. 36 degrees at Wichita's number severe weather station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. This is the fourth day of April. And yesterday we had a sunny day across central Kansas, but there was some wind. The high was 62 degrees, normal high 65, and that wind was, well, somewhat uncomfortable at times. We had a northwest gust out of the northwest, 43 miles per hour, clocked at Eisenhower Airport. That's a pretty good gust of wind. On this date in 1973, Sandia Crest, New Mexico, reported a snow depth of nearly 8 feet, 95 inches to be exact. That set a state record for New Mexico.
It's excessive.
That is a lot of snow. All right, also on this date, 1983, the space shuttle Challenger roared into orbit on its maiden voyage. It was destroyed in the disaster of January 1986. This was the launch of the space shuttle Challenger.
It was only around for 3 years.
Yeah. Got a birthday today. Craig T. Nelson, 80 years old today.
Oh, my.
Yeah. This guy is known for his roles as, well, one of his big roles, Hayden Fox in the sitcom Coach.
Coach.
For which he won a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series.
He's funny in that show.
Ah. Craig T. Nelson.
Now he's on Young Sheldon.
Is he? What is that? What does that T stand for? Theodore.
Hey!
What else? So,
I like that.
They must have named him after you or something.
Yeah.
Huh?
Liked him in Poltergeist.
Yeah?
Yeah. Did good there.
He was
there.
In Poltergeist. He was in the one where... The couple, the proposal, I believe it is, the young man and his boss, who's from Canada, they go to get married and fake this whole thing, and he's the dad up there in Alaska or whatever, and he plays a real jerk in that. Yeah, but he's good. He's a good actor, no doubt about it.
80 today.
80.
Wow.
New research suggesting that brown rats crawled off ships earlier than previously thought. And quickly outcompeted rival black rats to take over North American cities.
Oh.
I know you're all...
Do we know? Do we see their journal? How do we know this?
Yeah, rat competition is something that I'm very much into. The study published Wednesday in the journal Science Advances suggests the species first appeared on the continent before 1740. Brown rats were bigger and more aggressive. Scientists say they may have eaten food that black rats otherwise would have had. How about that? Today, brown rats are so ubiquitous in North American cities that... They're known as common rats or street rats. Experts say knowing which rats lead the pack can help cities better manage their populations.
Mm.
A little rat knowledge goes a long way. Although I don't see that have we ever had a rat problem in
Wichita?
Wichita
really has not.
I will tell you this.
Super infested.
It just jogged my memory. I'll tell you this one.
Got more Canada geese crapping everywhere, but we're okay with rats.
How old was I? I must have been a young teenager maybe. There was a time in western Kansas where they had, and out near where my grandparents lived in west of Larned, I mean, the place was overrun by rats.
Ooh.
I mean, at night it would go.
Maybe I spoke too soon.
At night the pavement would go black with rats going, waves and waves of them. Ooh. So in the small town where my grandparents lived, the city dump was just north of the town. And it was a big open pit where they burned the trash and whatnot.
Right.
So we're out there on a Sunday afternoon, and ringing around one side of this place is about, 12 people with shotguns.
Oh, boy.
And we joined them, and it was just bang, 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 just shooting rats. And they couldn't shoot them fast enough. I'll tell you what, I don't know how they ever got that under control, but it was a big deal, no doubt about it.
All right, 7:38, Steve and Ted in the morning. Do you know anyone who doesn't like to talk until after they've had a sip of coffee?
Yeah, I do.
Who?
My grandmother, I think both my grandmothers were kind of that way, and I think my sister's a little bit like that.
I've been accused of that. Some, you know, guys would come in the morning, and the overnight guys would see me, and they wouldn't speak to me because they knew I'd bite their head off.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. But
Well, some of us just don't talk to you for other reasons, too.
Well, there's that. That's because you don't like me, but that's a different deal. Now, this really is taking it to the next level. There's a thing called speech fasting. People try to avoid talking until noon. That's totally silent. They're not even whispering. Speech fasting. The only body that would
do it. Got to give a name to everything.
You know,
no,
the thing is that the people, kind of people you and I know are usually the kind of people who like to talk. So speech fasting is something that I can't see anybody I know actually doing that. All right. More information this morning. According to the 6th Annual Workplace Mental Health Trends Report from Headspace, 47% of employees surveyed felt the majority of the stress they experience comes from work, not their personal lives. Stress. Almost half. For CEOs, that number jumped to 66%. I don't question that at all.
Despite the fact that they're making the gob of money
to offset
some of that worry.
They get in there, the CEO has to worry about a lot of things.
I know.
Even more concerning, the surveyors found 71% of respondents reported work stress playing a major role or causing a personal relationship to end through breakup or divorce.
Yeah, that's not good.
71%. By the way, this comes from our webpage, knssradio.com. Check it out if you'd like to find out more information. It's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting statistics. And as you know, Steve and Ted like to keep you posted on what's going on.
We sure do.
On wildlife, mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, of course.
We've already had the rats on. Now it's the monkey's turn. You ready?
Yeah, Don Grant brought his dog Huck in here today.
This is an animal
wild
day.
Kingdom.
Thai wildlife officials laid out a plan yesterday to bring peace to central Thai city after at least a decade of human-monkey conflict. Macaques that roam.
Get your paws off me.
Yes, sir. The macaques that roam Lopburi are a symbol of local culture and a major tourist draw. But after years of dangerous encounters with residents and visitors and several failed attempts to bring peace with population controls, local people and businesses have had enough.
Ooh.
Okay. The Director General of the Department of National Parks, Wildlife, and Plant Conservation says authorities hope to round up some 2,500 urban monkeys and place them in massive enclosures.
Oh,
Does that mean like a concentration camp for monkeys, or put them in a big house someplace?
Big cage.
Yeah, then you got them all there, and you're going to feed them, and they're all like, you know how monkeys are.
Oh, yes.
They're not going to sit there and say, oh, this is nice.
They're going to be all over the place.
In Thailand, apparently it's a huge tourist draw to see all these monkeys, the macaques. All right, there you go.
Oh, man.
Talked about rats, talked about monkeys, talked about stress, talked about not talking.
Yeah,
all right.
Covers it.
I think we've covered it all this morning.
Well, you talk about not talking, but
hey,
not hearing any action.
Hey, listen, you may not think this is true, but when I was a kid, I didn't talk much most of the time. But if I got to know you, I wouldn't stop. You know,
there you go.
I'd be bashful.
That's the key.
You're new, but if I told a joke and you laughed, I was your friend. Forever.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to open that jar.
That's right.
At one time, Steve McIntosh, terse.
That's right, terse. Yes, a man of few words, but all important words. 7:42 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update on the way, Ted. Two top executives retiring from Wichita State University.
Ooh.
That story and more coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Steve and 10 in the morning, KNSS 747 on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Tensions growing between the U.S. and Israel over the violence in Gaza.
Two.
Annual burning of the foothills brings burn bans to several counties, including Sedgwick, for the month of April.
One.
Investigators now have evidence of foul play in the disappearance of two Kansas women. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Taking a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras out there, seeing pretty heavy traffic now. Eastbound on Kellogg, and that goes from I-235 all the way to almost Seneca, so watch out for some slow-moving traffic there. Also, if you're headed northbound on I-135 and you're wanting to exit onto eastbound Kellogg, that's running very slowly as well. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 66 degrees. Clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 36. And then on Friday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 68 degrees. Now a clear sky. We have a west wind at 10 miles per hour. 36 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The job market is showing more signs of resilience.
Payroll processing company ADP says 184,000 new jobs were created by private employers last month. Job creation was stronger than expected, and employees were being paid more. Annual pay rose 5.1% over a year ago. ADP's chief economist Neela Richardson says March was surprising, not just because of higher pay, but because the three biggest increases for job changers were in construction, financial services, and manufacturing. Richardson says inflation has been cooling, but ADP's data shows pay is heating up in both goods and services. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Concerns over inflation and interest rates drove trading on Wall Street again Wednesday.
Stocks ending mixed as a services sector report calmed market fears about a hawkish Fed. The Dow ending down 43 points, the S&P 500 up 5, the Nasdaq advancing 37. Data showing the services sector grew more slowly than expected in March as price pressures eased. Traders saw the news as evidence the Fed will remain on track to lower interest rates. futures markets pricing in a 63% chance of a rate cut when the Fed meets in June. Still, Fed Chair Powell saying inflation is still above the central bank's 2% target and that it's not appropriate to cut rates until inflation moves down further. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal, Provost and Executive Vice President Shirley Lefevre is one of two Wichita State University executive team members announcing their upcoming retirements. The university says Lefevre and Werner Goling, Vice President of Finance and Administration, are going to retire this year. Goling's retirement will be in July, Lefevre at the end of the year. Lefevre arrived in Wichita State in 2005 after 14 years at the University of Arkansas. Goling came to Wichita State in 2017 as Vice President for Finance and Administration after the same role for 3 years at Emporia State.
This summer, Hayesville will welcome another housing project. Eric Gilbert of Artistic Builders is set to begin the first phase of a 64-acre housing development project west of Meridian Avenue between Grand Avenue and 79th Street South. The development is called Wheatland Village, which received approval for individual street, sewer, and water projects in May of 2023. Project will build 46 duplex units available for rent and 130 single-family homes for purchase.
The Wichita City Council unanimously approving $13 million this week for industrial revenue bonds, this toward construction of a manufacturing company's new building. The Wichita-based Bulk Conveyors, Inc. provides conveying and elevating products for grain elevators. It has plans for a 150,000-square-foot facility at 37th North in St. Francis. The company intends to acquire land and would use the building for office, manufacturing, training, and showcase space. It's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Oh, just thinking again this morning about what's happening in Kansas City with the Royals and the Chiefs and their stadiums and so forth, Ted. Have you thought about it a little bit? Do you think there's a chance that the Royals and Chiefs may both leave Kansas City?
Or I can't see them both.
Is there another city that's looking for somebody?
Well, there's always other cities looking for an opportunity like this. But I don't know. I feel like both franchises want to stay there and will make things happen to stay, whether or not it's on the Kansas side of the border or the Missouri side.
What's interesting
remains
to me is
to be seen.
If 3/8 of a cent of a sales tax that they've been doing for years, and they couldn't just extend that and go for a while longer. The voters just didn't go for it.
Voters didn't go for it seemed like the flim-flam that especially the Royals were throwing out there just did not seem to sit well with the voters.
You don't think it was well presented then?
That's kind of what I think they bungled it.
I saw on TV yesterday somebody was kind of saying that. I think they blew the way they presented it. That was kind of a last-minute thrown in the voters' laps, and you gotta kind of ease up to those kind of things. Anyway, speaking of baseball, and great game you said that last night for the Shockers.
Yeah, you know, and then going back, I mean, people too. I mean, anytime there's a tax thrown out there, I mean, people love the Chiefs, but they say I'm paying through the nose for these tickets. They charged me the end of my wallet to park in that parking lot. Said, really, you want more money from me?
Good point.
You're getting these billions of dollars in TV revenue. Why don't you use some of that?
I wonder how many people,
people are just taxed out, man.
You're a citizen in Kansas City, and you're paying this tax, and maybe you can only afford to go see the Royals once or twice a summer, and then you think it's too much. That might be.
I mean, there's something
it's
to that.
It's not just the Royals. It's every other major league team.
It's everything. Yeah, it's everything.
It just costs too much. Well, all right. Well, today is National Vitamin C Day. What could be better, huh?
Well, we need it.
Vitamin C nurtures and benefits our health inside and out. While vitamin C is widely recognized for warding off colds, the vitamin is also clinically proven to be a powerhouse in other areas of health.
Okay.
For example, vitamin C may reduce blood pressure and potentially lower the risk of heart disease. Vitamin
there
C.
You go.
Good source of vitamin C, I guess, would be what? Oranges, maybe?
Citrus.
Anything
maybe,
citrus?
Yeah.
I love oranges. Vitamin C.
I do, too.
National Vitamin C Day with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, stay with us. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we got a lot of good information and got things planned for you. We have the latest on a burn ban for Sedgwick County and more on the two missing Kansas women. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll be taking a look at some exciting finishes for the Shockers and the Royals in baseball action yesterday. And we'll talk about that coming up with sports.
Plus, as always, entertainment news, the blur. I can't wait.
The blur. We'll get you all your entertainment news coming up at 8:35 this morning. We're 40 minutes out.
And we have traffic and weather. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.